earth, and sky.
First of all, genetically, we were a social animal that originally lived in trees, which gave us some of our most important characteristics, like eyes in the front of the head, binocular vision.
You're listening to biologist Paul Ehrlich of Stanford explaining his ideas on why we humans came to dominate Earth.
We used to snatch insects in bushes, and so we have very dexterous fingers. It's a good thing that we came down out of the trees, because you can't build a civilization in the trees. We became an increasingly smart social animal and did a wonderful job of taking over our environment.
Our genetic evolution gave us things like dexterous fingers and binocular vision, but Ehrlich says what put us over the top was our cultural evolution, learning to farm, learning language that we could write down, learning to change and manipulate our world.
And it's our cultural evolution, hopefully responding to our changes in the environment, that may very well save us. In other words, what we need, a good example of cultural evolution would be determination by all people to move as rapidly as possible to, say, a solar hydrogen economy rather than burning fossil fuels.
You've been listening to Paul Ehrlich, professor of biology and population studies at Stanford. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.